Our main message ahead of the climate change discussions in Paris is that without ambitious action to address the causes and the consequences of climate change, we will not be able to end hunger.
Now, during the conference, WFP will be launching a new tool. Could you explain what this is?
Sure. In Paris, we're going to launch the Food Security Climate Resilience Facility. This is a new tool that allows us to respond to climate disasters before they occur based on climate forecasts. Over the last 10 years, we've improved our early warning to the point where we have a great deal of confidence in our ability to predict when a climate disaster will turn into a food crisis. FoodSecure will allow us to take a risk and respond before that climate shock occurs to help people in communities prepare for and anticipate what's coming. So, for example, farmers could clean irrigation ditches, fix dikes, do things at the community level that will make a drought or a flood less impactful. We can switch our nutrition programs from programs that target already malnourished children to ones that target more children in a community so that they go into a drought with better nutrition, better able to withstand the stress that comes when a climate disaster hits.
Now, WFP has already been testing this system in two countries, Zimbabwe and Guatemala. What does it look like concretely on the ground?
That's right. Because of the El Nino that's taking place at the moment, we've fast-tracked the implementation of Food Secure in Zimbabwe and Guatemala. We're focusing on helping farmers access improved seeds, drought-tolerant seeds, helping them do things on their farms that will retain water in the soil to help crops grow even when there is a drought. And our hope is that those kind of activities will mean that even if they suffer a severe drought, their impacts will not be as bad. They'll still be able to harvest some crops. They'll still come out of the drought in a better position than when they went in. And that will mean that we need to provide less humanitarian assistance after the drought.
How much of the World Food Programme's activities have been as a result of climate issues?
Over the last 10 years, half of our emergency and recovery operations have been in response to and helping people recover from climate disasters. During that time, we spent $23 billion responding.
You're obviously also very active in conflict areas. How does your work there compare to your work fighting climate issues?
It's not a simple question to answer. Quite often, climate disasters and conflicts go hand in hand. They happen in the same places to the same people. In fact, half of our emergency operations over that same 10-year period have been responding to both conflict and natural disasters at the same time. Climate disasters can make conflicts worse, and conflicts can make climate disasters worse.
What would be the best outcome of COP21 for WFP?
The best outcome from COP21 is a clear and ambitious global agreement that focuses on the most vulnerable people, helping them to build their resilience against climate disasters, and one that helps us address the root causes of climate change at the same time, that reduces emissions of greenhouse gases to a point where we don't see the dangerous impacts of climate change that are projected if we don't stop.
If there was one thing that you would want, you know, people to know about WFP's work and climate change and maybe how they can get involved, what would that be?
I would say the one thing that I want people to know is how much climate disasters drive hunger in the world. They are such a big cause of hunger for the 800 million people in the world that suffer from hunger every single day. Climate change is not just about the kind of car you drive, how much you consume. It's really about the poorest people in the world, and all of us need to make sure that we're prioritizing those people in our discussions about climate change.